Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Now, this year's quarterback class is pretty deep and very valuable, and it's not unrealistic to think that the Patriots could draft a quarterback that they see being the guy down the road. So let's take a look at some of this year's quarterback prospects. The list could go on forever as to why Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback in this year's class. Out of a pro-style system such as Louisville, he has what it takes to compete against the best in the NFL. What makes him the most appealing isn't just accuracy, but more the intangibles and the field vision that come along with being an NFL QB. And then there's Alabama's A.J. McCarron, who enters the NFL by way of the Nick Saban pipeline. And he has this to say about the Patriots.
As far as the Patriots, I love the Patriots organization. If I had the chance to go there and sit behind Brady for however long and learn from one of the best to ever play the game, that'd be an awesome experience.
While he may not be the most athletic of the group, he's a back-to-back national champion. And if the Patriots are interested in sticking with the traditional style quarterback, McCarron certainly fits that mold. And if the Patriots are still looking for a quarterback by the seventh round, well, one who likes to run and is pretty good at it is Taj Boyd out of Clemson. He has all the ingredients to be a good quarterback in the NFL and has the patience not just inside the pocket, but when on the run as well. One obvious setback is his size. But if there's anything we've learned this year in the NFL, it's that there's certainly a market for shorter, speedy quarterbacks. Just ask Russell Wilson. So Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly joins me now as we break down the quarterbacks. Now, some people may think, hey, you've got a quarterback like Tom Brady. Is it really necessary to draft one in this year's draft? But this year there are a lot of really great prospects, and also Brady is not getting any younger, I will say that.
Not only is he not getting any younger, so you have that whole heir apparent theory, but you have Ryan Mallett potentially in his last year in New England, last year under contract. Who knows where that goes at the end of the season.
Right.
So you may be looking just for a backup for 2015 to develop. So I do think there's a chance that given the depth of this quarterback class, you know, various points, people think there's 3, 4, 5 guys that could go in the first round. Well, you never know if a guy gets pushed down if the Patriots jump in there.
Right, so not unrealistic to think that the Patriots could go after a quarterback. So let's get your thoughts on who you think could be potential Patriots.
Well, the guy I like the most, and I think he could be one of the better quarterbacks in the draft, is LSU's Zach Mettenberger.
Oh, boy.
Georgia girl,
the
SEC.
Most. Do you like him? That's not even why.
He started out at Georgia, but he ended up at LSU, has a torn ACL, but just a pure pocket passer, 6'5", 225, stand in there, strong arm type guy. So if they were to go maybe second round that high, I think Mettenberger could be a consideration. Another guy that's been tied to them a lot, obviously, is A.J. McCarron out of Alabama. He talked a lot about it at the Combine. We know his winning ways. People like to sort of make him the Tom Brady of college football and the comparisons with Saban and Belichick,
right,
the organizations. So mid-round prospect, A.J. McCarron. I'm not in love with him. Weaker arm. I think he's a game manager. But okay, I think he could be a possibility. And then a late guy to keep an eye on, Jeff Matthews, Cornell. Lower-level football, obviously. 4-year starter at Cornell. A lot of production, a lot out of the shotgun, but has the NFL built, you know, 6'4", 220-plus, big hands, strong arms. So a late-round developmental guy, Matthews might fit that mold.
Okay, I like all of those choices. Obviously, I agree with you about McCarron. But Mettenberger, I think he's
Does Georgia have a quarterback in the draft?
Now, let me tell you this. Before I get to that, Mettenberger, a little slow for me. He's a little bit sluggish.
He is. He's 5'2", 5'40".
I don't like
You know who's slower than him? The guy who put 3 banners in that stadium behind us, Tom Brady.
Slowest quarterback I've ever seen. The aggression is not there. The fire is not there. I don't see that.
You wouldn't be saying that had he stayed at Georgia.
No, you know what? Aaron Murray, I'm telling you what, he is sliding down a lot of boards because he's injured, but he could sneak up and surprise a lot of people. So, he led the SEC, made history in the SEC with the most passing yards in 4 years.
Yep.
He could be a diamond in the rough, and I think that a lot of people will overlook him because of his ACL injury. And I say that not as a Georgia fan.
In all seriousness, I think those two guys are kind of wild cards in this mix because of the ACL.
Right.
Because a lot of people do like Murray. A lot of people actually like Mettenberger, think he might be the second best pure quarterback in the draft, but the ACL comes in and then that injury sort of clouds the situation. So those guys are two guys to keep an eye on.
Right, but I mean, if they're not going to play imminently, then...
That's right. If you're not drafting them to start, now you get, what does Bill Belichick like to say? Value.
There you go. It's all about value here. All right, well, Andy and I have plenty more arguments to come, but that will do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.